This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name's Anna. I am an entrepreneur. I am very much into startups. In 2014 is when my kind of entrepreneurship journey started. I founded the first Comic-Con in Vietnam, where I grew the company to 80 employees. I attracted about 10,000 attendees the first year. I raised money, did everything that had to do with, you know, running your own company and starting your own company from scratch. And even though it was great, I haven't finished college by then. So I went to USC and I studied business. And long story short, I live in LA. I joined many startups while in college and after college. And then my last startup opportunity was as an entrepreneur in residence in an advertising tech startup, also in LA, where I'm at now. I joined as employee number 7. I do everything that has to do with building a company from scratch. So I have many roles, wear many hats. I hired about 80% of the workforce before we were able to build the talent team.
Anna, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
My role changes about every 2 months because when you are in a fast-growing startup, there are so many moving pieces and the needs change. But I'm very much involved in the entire process of building the company and help the company mature into a full-fledged business, including establishing the organizational structure, implementing policies, overseeing the development of proprietary IP. And I'm very heavily involved in building different department teams and hiring. I have hired around 80 to 90 people in the first year. And I'm also involved in the client communication, employer branding, and I work on the company's expansion plan as well with the leadership team. So the idea is that I'm able to kind of be involved in everything and learn entrepreneurship through helping run this company with the founders. So I don't have like a specific specialty. I'm more like a generalist in a fast-growing startup.
Anna, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I would say one of the great benefits and perks of being an entrepreneur in residence in a fast-growing startup like this one is that, especially if you're starting early in your career, it's a great opportunity to learn how to run a business without having to take 100% of the risks, because after all, you're the entrepreneur in residence, not the CEO or the founder. Mm-hmm. You get to learn from people who've been there, done that, who are older and more experienced than you, and you get to kind of be hands-on, do everything, but at the same time, you still have that strategic guidance. I would say that the biggest challenge, I mean, it's definitely less challenging than being on your own as an entrepreneur, but after all, there are the founders and the CEO who makes the final decision. And so the challenge is when your vision doesn't align with their vision.
Anna, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would say I'm a big believer of not giving unsolicited advice or giving just too much advice in general, because I do think that especially when it comes to career, everyone has their own path and very few things are inherently right or wrong, kind of what you want to do with your life and career. Anyone who's maybe considering joining this path know that there's a lot of uncertainty. And you have to be okay with that personality-wise. You have to be okay with kind of having things thrown at you. This is like the entrepreneurship path. There is no guidebook. Things change all the time. People will say one thing and then they need another thing and you need to constantly adapt. Like if you're that type of a person who's okay with so much uncertainty, then definitely take this path as opposed to the corporate route. But other than that, you have to love it, but yeah, I wouldn't give any more specific advice beyond that.
Anna, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
There's a few places that I like to follow for kind of like-minded individuals. They're not necessarily EIRs, but they're entrepreneurs. So I'll follow local incubators, accelerators. I'll follow VCs on Twitter or generally online, and I'll see kind of like what new startups they're investing in, and then I'll check out the founders and see, look into their backgrounds and just trying to kind of network that way. There's really interesting funds that have started recently, or companies have started. One is called Entrepreneur First. I believe that right now they're only based in Europe and Asia, but they're backed by American VCs. They invest in entrepreneurs and connect them and help them kind of start their own company. So I definitely think that's a great outlet if you are looking to meet other EIRs or entrepreneurs. And then as far as my work as EIR, I have a website just as like a place where you can reach out if you want to. It's annntn.com. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Anna Nguyenova, Nguyenova. So just feel free to connect with me there.
Great. Well, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.